pardon, it's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just.
Alanis Morissette with Ironic. Gray here with you, and the 8 o'clock hour has begun. That means football today, and it's a fun one. We've got a revolution happening in the NFL in the form of kicking. It's in a form right now this season where I've never seen it, you've never seen it, and hopefully it stays this way because kickers are actually affecting the game way more than 3 points could ever account for. Then, maybe you saw last week when one goofy head coach almost tried to start a fight with the very muscular defensive coordinator of another team. That situation was blown way out of proportion by both of the guys involved, and nobody's owning up to it. It's a lot of guys being guys instead of guys being adults, and I've got all the details for you here, plus a brief rundown in case you don't know who or what I'm chatting about. All this and more during this hour, but we're focusing on the music. Here's Dire Straits.
Tell you the story, hand me now my walking shoes. Because Trail Mix 103.1.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
That's In Sync with Bye 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 on Trail Mix 103.1. Time to dive into football. And folks, we've got an exciting one this week because there's a revolution happening in the NFL right now. First of all, this whole segment has roots in a Brett Coleman video that you can find on YouTube. Brett is one of my favorite football content producers, and this video you'll find is from yesterday with a title about kick returners currently having a hard time. Bottom line up front, kickers from the Panthers and the Rams have cracked a new code with the new kicking rules. Actually, three or four kickers have clearly begun to figure it out, but the Panthers and Rams kickers, Cardi and Fitzgerald, are the true pioneers. Basically, the new dynamic kickoff is working well in its goal of making more kick returns. The idea is that either team could gain an advantage if they've got a good recovery unit or a coverage unit. You know, if your kick return team is good, that might matter now instead of just kind of being a random piece of the game. Touchbacks coming out to the 35-yard line means most teams are now trying to actually stop the return somewhere in the landing zone instead of just taking that touchback. And just 4 weeks into the season, we can already see that the rules are working. But also we can see that kickers are now mattering more than ever. Actually, this data is just from the first 3 weeks of the season because the info started being accumulated. Basically, Coleman started making this video over a week ago. So it was only 3 weeks of data he had, but it was already super clear. Last year, all season, five teams tied at the top of the league with six total kickoffs within their opponent's 20. Last year, five teams had six total kickoffs all year that pinned the opponent within their own 20. This year, the Rams kicker, Cardi, has already done it six times. Holy cow. All season last year, six times. Three games this year, six times. And inside the opponent's 10-yard line, nobody did it more than twice all last year. Fitzgerald of the Panthers already has three this season. Field goals, over 50. We already have seen those. They're being made about 75% of the time. That's a 5% higher increase than last year, which is doubly significant when you consider the increase in the number of attempts. 5% in the make doesn't sound like much, but remember, we've gone from 16.4 attempts over 50 per week last year. We're at 20 this year, and it's a copycat league, which means that the other 20-something teams are working on doing this right now. And making field goals is now only half the job for your favorite kicking professional. This, ladies and gentlemen, is good for the brand. Watch the kickers. And the punters, too, because field position is now becoming a major part of the battle. Your kicker can just buy your defense 10 yards. That didn't used to be true, and that's really cool. Outdoor news and weather are up next with more football later this hour on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. My buddy told me that he caught six walleyes in less than an hour. And I told him, you got to tell me how, you got to tell me where. And he did. It worked for me, and it'll work for you too. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
So my friend went out and caught six walleyes in less than an hour. I said, you got to tell me how, you got to tell me where. And he did. The how was going out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, this is a night bite. And you have to go out in the wee hours. He said this is when the fish were most active on this lake. And the lake that he was out on was a smaller body of water where the fish were stocked, had clear water, so it was a deep weed line. The weed line started in about 12 feet, and some areas it was out as deep as 15 feet. And he said there was not a lot of mid-lake structure. It was mostly a bowl with weeds around the edges, stocked walleyes, decent visibility for water, and the weed line was fairly deep. And he went out there and he just used a live bait rig and presented sucker minnows right along the edge of that vegetation. And those walleyes at that time of day, in this case at that time of night, were more than willing to bite those sucker minnows that he was dragging right along the edge. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, has the single worst sentence of all time. Don't remember what we said or what you threw at me. I thought, boy, that's a statement of fact right there. Stray Cats, Prince and the Revolution, Three Doors Down coming up next with more football to finish the hour and a keyword after nine. Here's Stray Cats Strut.
Sitting on a fence, ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
ladies' cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. From a garbage can. I don't bother chasing mice around.
and I got cat
Trail Mix 103.1.
Yes.
Mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back.
The Information Society, what's on your mind? On Trail Mix, diving back into football. Bottom line up front here, Robert Saleh misspoke and Liam Cohen knew it. Last week, the 49ers played the Jaguars. The Jaguars won, and after the game, there was nearly a fight between the Jaguars head coach and the Niners defensive coordinator. That happened because a few days before the game, that Niners defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, complimented the Jaguars staff on their game planning strategy. But the problem was, he picked the worst possible wording. I mean, it couldn't have been worse. What he meant was the Jaguars are really good at watching film and deciphering defensive adjustments that other teams make when their opponent's offense comes out. Part of that process is analyzing the signals the defense uses on the field and what those signals might mean. For example, imagine I'm the quarterback of a football team and I watch the defense that I'm going up against. The middle linebacker holds up two fists into the air, and when he does, the defense shifts to a different formation. I'm going to remember that. And I'm going to warn my offense what that means. Hey, every time this player holds up two fists, the defense is going to do this. That's a pretty obvious part of the game planning thought process. All 32 teams do that, and it's an incredibly normal part of the game that will always be there. Now, Robert Saleh, likely without thinking, used a phrase to describe this: sign stealing. Not hard to tell why that phrase came to mind, but honestly, that only makes it worse. For those unfamiliar with the term, sign stealing refers to a few different ways that teams from various sports collect intel on the opponent that goes beyond simply being observant, usually involving a method or technology with the intent of completely deciphering the hand signals and code words that their opponent uses to gain an edge. Many sports have rules that draw the line that can't be crossed here, if you will. And in the last few years, there have been some notable sign-stealing scandals in both pro and college sports. It's a super hot-button term, and it's a sportsmanship issue, so emotions are usually more involved than necessary. Which is likely why Liam Cohen, the Jaguars' head coach, reacted after their win as though Saleh had actually disrespected them. The thing is, Cohen knew what Saleh meant. He knew that the reporters misunderstood it. But as Brett Coleman points out, Cohen then had to spend the entire week explaining the situation to reporters who were cranking out garbage sign-stealing headlines. The poor guy was carrying the weight of his colleagues' bad word choice and explaining it to reporters who probably don't actually care much about the situation beyond the headline. So that's why a goofy, unathletic head coach was mean-mugging the most muscular assistant in the league last week after their game. Let it rest. It wasn't sign-stealing. Saleh didn't mean to call it sign-stealing. And any talking heads who continue with this one after this weekend are probably not the ones I would want to be watching. And I'll say no more about that. Check of the weather up next. That's football today for Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Savings Value Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through OSAIC Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. OSAIC Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAIC Wealth.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
D&D Tire and Auto brings you the Go for the Gold Text to Win contest on Trail Mix 103.1 Park Falls. More than oil changes, tires, tune-ups, diagnostics, towing, your Cooper and Goodyear dealer with free lifetime rotations and community pride.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Next keyword coming up after 9 o'clock for Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest. D&D did a lot of work to bring it here to Trail Mix. Paula Abdul's up next. We've got to finish this hour first. Then, as usual, top of the hour, one song. And that keyword is upon us for Go for the Green and Gold. Here's Paula Abdul, straight up.
Trail Mix 103.1. Available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Baby. your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, so real and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Down.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. Oh, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
To mind a silver screen and all its sound.